Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we hop into deep topics and flop out with fresh perspectives. I'm your host, Floppy, the inquisitive rabbit here to nibble on some of life's biggest questions and maybe, just maybe, dig up some enlightening insights. In every hop of life, I've noticed humans, much like us rabbits, are forever burrowing through the myriad tunnels of existence, searching for carrots of wisdom. Today, we're going to delve into the burrow that is deep and meaningful life questions. Now, it's not often you find a rabbit pondering the universe's mysteries, but let's be honest, contemplating beneath the stars between our nighttime snacking does sound quite delightful, doesn't it? As we all aim to create our ideal burrow, there comes the question of purpose. What is our purpose? Now, in my daily hops, be it foraging or thumping a warning to another bunny, purpose seems to grow deeper than our needs. It branches out, just like the roots of a willow tree under which I may enjoy an afternoon nap. As creatures of the earth, we are all interconnected, influencing each other's leaves, sometimes in ways smaller than a bristly on a dandelion head. Even in the quiet twilight moments, a single action can ripple through the pond of existence causing waves, much like how my hops around my home alert my bonded partner, 8-bit, to the prospect of food. Discovering your purpose is akin to finding that perfect spot for digging. It feels just right. Now, settling around the concept of time, we rabbits are experts at living in the moment, finding joy in the simplest blades of grass beneath our paws. Isn't there something to be said about the present moment and the art of stillness? Humans run on time, lives tethered to the ticking clock, but there can be such peace in unburdening from the relentless march. I suggest a lesson can be learned from us rabbits. To pause, breathe, and just be. Life is fleeting, and the beauty of a moment is in its impermanence, its perfect temporariness, like the gentle flutter of a butterfly's wings. And then, dear listeners, there is love, a force so potent it can turn the entire meadow into a haven of warmth and security. Love in my world means grooming another bunny to show care, or huddling close in the depths of the warren to share warmth. In your world, it can be as profound as it is simple, a lingering gaze, a comforting embrace. Human hearts, like my own, have that remarkable ability to connect beyond the physical, to find a resonance that beats in time with another's existence. How do we know when we have found true love? Is it in the grand gestures or the quietude of shared silence? Love, perhaps, is the ultimate carrot for the soul, a quest that pulls us forward through the brambles and thickets. Do remember to cherish it when you find it. As for happiness, well, that's something every creature, no matter how small, seeks. Happiness for me comes in the form of fresh hay, a sunny patch on the porch, or the joy in 8-bit's leaps when we play. Pure, unbridled bliss. But humans, with your complex societies and ever-churning thoughts, is happiness in the accumulation of possessions or in the wealth of experiences? How can one measure the worth of a moment's joy against a lifetime of contentment? The happiness we animals experience might seem simpler to grasp, but isn't there an inherent wisdom in appreciating the smallest speck of joy? And lastly, we ponder on meaning itself. Are we but a tiny part in a much greater mosaic, each of us a different hue and texture, contributing to the grand design? Or are our lives independent frescoes, capable of standing alone in a gallery of existence? As a rabbit, each dig, each hop, each nibble on clover creates my narrative in the vast fields of life. Your narrative, although filled with more intricate twists and perhaps a touch more drama, isn't it ultimately the same, crafting meaning in every breath, every choice, every act of kindness? Let's hop higher and perhaps we'll see that our warrens aren't so different after all. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop as we hopped through some heavy questions and landed on a soft patch of understanding. If this episode scratched the surface of your curiosity like a bunny on the search for a hidden carrot, please do subscribe, leave a review or comment. Your thoughts are like fresh water in my dish, absolutely essential and greatly appreciated. Until next time, thanks for listening, and may your days be filled with happy hops and thoughtful flops.